Students will graduate from Newbury College in Brookline for the final time this weekend. It's the latest small Massachusetts college to close, and for its alumni, the moment is bittersweet. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
All the alumni who spoke to WBUR remember the college fondly. Many say it changed their lives for the better by giving them a chance when no one else would. Eric Cody Hansen is one of them. He's from Brookline, but he says he's not wealthy in any way, and he's grateful he had the opportunity to go to college. He wants to make movies.
I'm in so much debt with Newbury because I feel like they were just so open to accepting people who wouldn't otherwise get into other places.
People like himself.
And because of them, I was given such an incredible opportunity to turn my life around.
Newbury accepted Cody Hansen when his grades could not get him in anywhere else, and Newbury gave him generous financial aid. The college reports it offered 96% of its students some kind of financial aid.
And that opened so many doors for people in Boston and people just in general who wouldn't have gone to college if it weren't for them.
Newbury is part of a trend. Nationwide, private colleges report that they now use nearly half the tuition they take in on financial aid. Newbury's generosity with financial aid ultimately led to its closure. It had been losing money since 2014. Cody Hansen did not finish his education at Newbury. After three semesters, he transferred to Boston University, where he's studying filmmaking and Japanese. He wants to work in Tokyo when he graduates.
I grew up in Dorchester.
Like most of Newbury's students, Desiree Rivera-Deco is a person of color. Her parents are from Puerto Rico and Cape Verde.
I was the oldest of seven children. I was the first generation to be born and raised in America.
She attended Needham High School through Medco, a program that allows some Boston children to attend suburban schools. Her high school grades were not the greatest.
So I wasn't accepted to any of the schools that I applied to other than Newbury College. That was the one college that gave me a chance. If they didn't give me that chance, I wouldn't have made it this far.
Rivera-Deco says she received generous financial aid from Newbury. She took 5 years to graduate, then got her master's degree in marriage and family therapy. She's now a therapist at an addiction treatment center in Quincy.
I've definitely found my purpose. I have, you know, both personally and professionally, because personally my family was impacted by addiction, and it helps me give back to those families who weren't so fortunate.
Other alumni are still trying to find their way to a career. Chris Perrone says he has some learning challenges. He says many people in his family were concerned he would not be able to get into college. He was looking for a college where he could get a lot of attention.
Newbury was very good to me. I feel I grew as a person more so than I think I would have at some of the other bigger places.
Perrone says he was happy with the education, especially the personal touch.
Pretty much everyone knew everyone. I mean, everyone was very personal and hands-on. I mean, you could even talk to the president of the college and he would know your name, which you don't get in a lot of other bigger schools. And I definitely appreciated that.
He earned a degree in culinary management 3 years ago. He's living with his parents in West Hartford, Connecticut. He's working as a dishwasher at a retirement community where he says he has a chance to do daily food prep work. He says he has $30,000 in college loan debts. But he holds on to his dream to open a hockey rink with a restaurant. These alumni worry that with the closing of Newbury College, an uncertain fate awaits many students like themselves who had no other place to turn to realize their college dreams. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.